Previously with Martin Besser.
Big things happened in Bombela this weekend, man, with the rugby. I just saw so many great reports of the Gees. People leaving us voice notes as well, saying it was so awesome. So it's just horrible to see the story that came out of that very, very same Gees about Grant Esterhazen, previous Springbok player. You know, posted pictures of himself looking absolutely terrible. Looks like from a hospital bed, right?
That's right. He was in hospital when he posted those. He was...
Yeah, and allegedly beaten up, was it, after the game? Well, we thought ourselves, listen, let's not sit here and speculate. Let's ask the man himself, kindly joining us on the line this morning. Grant, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Grant, thanks so much for your time, man. And I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you. Grant, so did this happen after the game?
Good morning, Martin. Yes, you know what? We had such a fantastic time at the game. And from there, you know, everyone was in a good spirit. And, you know, afterwards, as everyone was leaving, we went to quite a popular nightclub venue after the game and met up with a lot of good mates and friends. And, just had a splendid time. And, so that, it didn't happen at the stadium itself. That happened at a venue in town.
Oh, I see. After the game. And what happened? I mean, did it happen much later or early in the evening?
Yeah, much later the evening. I got told that my friends were waiting for me outside and they were wanting to leave. And as I was going outside and wanting to get back into the club, the bouncers wouldn't let me back in, and so obviously I was stranded outside. And one of my other friends came out, and we stood outside for a while waiting, and then these two guards approached us, and the one guard just said to me, listen, he feels like he wants to hit me. Obviously, his language wasn't exactly that, but... I turned my back towards him and, carried on with my conversation. And the next thing I knew, I got hit really hard from the side. And, that's pretty much the last I remember of it. My other friend that was there explained to me what happened, but, you know, it's very vague. You know, it all happened very quickly.
I just don't understand. I mean, did something provoke him? Did you say something? Did you do something that upset him or offended him or what?
I'm not really a guy that provokes people. I'm pretty straightforward. When I have a couple of drinks, I become very... I always say I'm a lover, not a fighter. Mm. And this was just one of those, I think, random acts of violence. I don't know. These guys looked like they belonged to a motorcycle club. They had the same cut on... one guy was tall, one guy was a little bit shorter, stockier, and they were just out to hurt someone. And I don't know if this is a regular occurrence in the area or if it happens. I just want to get behind it and make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else.
Sure. Now, Essie, I reached out. I was trying to find you, so I'd spoken to a couple of your former teammates, Peter Miller, David Barry, just to try and get hold of your number. And it seems like this is not the first instance with particularly these guys. Have you heard any more about instances like this?
Well, you know, looking at what's going on, I've got so much support behind me and so many people that are interested in what's happening and phoning people. And, you know, I've never seen so much activity on social media in my life. Everyone badmouths social media, but I must say this has been really outstanding with everyone trying to help. And the reports I'm getting and people saying that, you know, it's not the first time and it's not been the last time and this is a, you know, so it does sound like it is. It's not normal activity happening in the area, and I tried reaching out to the club and asking the guys if there's some CCTV cameras. I haven't had a response from them yet. I'm the last person to want to hurt someone, but I just don't want to leave this as it is. Fortunately, I'm quite a big guy. Well, I wouldn't say I'm the big guy. I'm just quite fit. If it was anyone else and they got hit the same way, they might have been killed. You know, that's the main thing.
It's just so terrible to think that someone would want to be out there and you were just I suppose, the unlucky guy. Mm-hmm. It's not, you often get the idea that it would have happened anyway. It just depends on who.
Yeah.
Do you think they knew who you were?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just random. Absolutely random. Wrong place, wrong time. I think if I had played the lotto, I would have won.
I hear what you're saying. Listen, so and I hear what you're saying now. I mean, if it really is just a random act of violence, then it really should be stopped.
Yeah.
Completely, absolutely. There should really be CCTV footage in the parking lot. Was it a shopping center? Is this club in a shopping center or standalone?
No. It's quite an industrial area. Very popular club in Nelspruit. And, you know, it's industrial, but apparently there are cameras all over the place.
Surely.
I did reach out, but I haven't had any response yet. But we won't leave it there. We'll keep on fighting.
And what did your friend say? What happened then? So one guy hit you from behind, like on the side of the face.
Yeah, and then as I came up, obviously I realized I need to defend myself, and I hit him back. And the last I remember is as I was on top of this guy trying to sort out whatever's going on, I got hit with a helmet from behind.
Mm.
Then, from there on, I was out for I don't know how many minutes. And then when I woke up, all my friends and everyone was around me trying to revive me.
Jeepers. And at the hospital, what is the prognosis? Is there any concern? Do you have to go back for checkups?
No. So I need to go and see the eye doctor just to make sure my vision is fine. So at the moment, a couple of headaches occurring, flash headaches occurring from time to time. So I'm just taking it easy for a couple of days. Scarring on the side of my face from the fall on the concrete slab. So I got some cream for that. But besides that, hopefully no long-term damage. We have to wait to see.
And where were the bouncers in all of this? Did they stop it, or do they know anything more about it?
No, that's a very vague situation as well, because these guys apparently spoke to the bouncers just before this happened. I wish I can see the footage, but I'm not 100% sure on what followed after that and why this happened. The fact that the bouncer wouldn't let me go back in to go and call my friends was one of the things. I do believe that bouncers are there to protect people, not to hurt people. And in this instance, he wasn't really helpful.
Well, listen, do keep us posted. I mean, surely there must be CCTV footage from somewhere. I mean, the surrounding businesses, possibly. If not the club itself, I suppose they're going to have to come forward to assist you.
Let's hope that we can find whoever's responsible. The last thing that anyone wants is for this to happen to anyone else, and they get injured very, very badly and they die or something like that.
Sure.
So that's a everyone's talking about gender-based violence. I think random acts of violence is probably next on the list. You know, everyone needs to speak up about it and come forward. A lot of people think they don't have support. There's so much support out there.
No, it's well said, Grant. I mean, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. There's just too much violence and aggression in this country.
So much bad in our country at the moment, in any case. And you look around you, and these are our own people hurting ourselves. You know, it's not
understand.
Right.
Well, listen, thanks for the chat, Grant. Please keep us posted. We need to hear, and as you say, you need to prevent this from happening again to someone else.
No, thank you very much. Just a shout out to everyone that's supporting me and for all the help. And thank you everyone for everything.
Cheers, Izzy.
All right, have a good one. Bye bye.
We'll podcast that for you as well. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you were there or you saw something or you know something. You want to come forward and help him, find people who did this to him. And as he said, more than anything else, just to prevent this, if it were a random act of violence, to prevent this from happening to someone else.
Yeah.
Die vader alleen weet, ons het nie meer van het nodig in ons land nie.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Besser.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning, family.